WMUC-FM College Park, good evening. Well, that concludes the Mother's Day program and Dave's record collection. Stay tuned for Mortuary Mosh Pit. And what we left off there with Nicolette Larson with The Angels Rejoiced from Nicolette, going back to 1978. Janice Ian, a song that she wrote, the music to, Woody Guthrie lyrics from Billy's Bones. Leonard Cohen, Night Comes On from Various Positions. Patty Griffin with Mary before that. Monty Python briefly, Mandy to Her Son from Monty Python's Life of Brian. Eric Clapton with Holy Mother. Paula Cole along with Jason Isbell and I forgot. Mother, Son, and Holy Ghost. For the Birds, a single. Jason Isbell with Children of Children and Casey Chambers with Mother from Wayward Angel. Gillian Welch gave us Happy Mother's Day, a single from some previously unreleased stuff. Marianne Newman with Mama Told Me Not to Come. And then prior to that, Susie Quattro with Your Mama Won't Like Me. Root Boy Slim, Don't Tell Your Mother from Dog Secrets. Jethro Tull with Mother Goose from Aqualung's 40th Anniversary Edition. The Fleece Brothers, TV Mama. And that started this long set. So there you have it. Stay tuned for Mortuary Mosh Pit coming right up your way.
I'll do mine later.
Okay. All right. Stay tuned. WMUC-FM College Park.
Dave, this conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
I'll use these headphones. That's stand.
Okay.
WMUC-FM College Park, where college radio is good radio, and welcome to Mortuary Mosh Pit, the 38th installment, where I bring some of the best depressive and atmospheric black metal that I find throughout, I guess using the internet, to you on Saturdays, except for the last two Saturdays, which I've been occupied. But I still think having the show time slot on Saturday has not been... I think it's not a very hot time slot, because like Saturday night is typically the connotation is that typically someone was like doing something then, but I've been making most of almost everything. The only shows I think I missed were those two. So I think I'm still pretty good on that. But moving on, the first three songs that are going to be coming up they all include the artist Faded Colors, which kind of just appeared to me, I believe, in my recommended for Spotify. And that is really interesting because I really liked their stuff. And two of the songs are also going to be collaborations that include Minute of Agony, a pretty... I don't know if it could be even common because I play his stuff every now and then, but like there's so many episodes and so many like different tracks that I have that I don't like to play too many of one person. So, but it's he's a recurring placement on the show. So the first two songs will be the collaborations between Faded Colors and Minute of Agony, and then the last third will just be a solo from Faded Colors. And one thing I should mention is that these songs are all they're part of a recurring phenomena of ones that I've put in my liked songs, and whenever I'm listening to the playlist in Spotify named Liked Songs, they eventually show up. So... And for sometimes when I'm, like, not paying attention, I'll, like, just realize halfway through that, wait, this isn't what I was, like, started with. This is a depressive black metal when I was looking to something that wasn't like that. I don't know. I guess it's what happens when you play the liked song instead of making any new playlist. But with that, there's a side effect that I'm kind of more, I've basically listened to these a lot, like, almost subconsciously. So, but I have enjoyed them since, like, that is very, that's a recurring thing, is I definitely enjoyed these tracks. The only small thing would be that I wasn't necessarily in the mood to listen to depressive black metal when I was listening to these tracks. But even then, like, a lot of them, like, they're just very, very good, in my opinion. So it'd be a surprise when they would come up again. But yeah, that's happened a handful of times. So I probably should mention that. It's a very interesting familiarity that grows to a song when you accidentally have it played after stuff, or whenever there's like a little bit of a lack of attention to detail in a cue. So I'll be playing those three, and a fairly long-ish episode in the way a number of track numbers of tracks with 9, but the last one is going to be 16 minutes, so it'll be taking a little bit. Now I'll be playing the three. Oh, I haven't even named them yet. Okay, the first one is going to be Sex, Violence, and Violence, Obscuration. That's just with a period after the first two words from the album of this, or the EP of the same name, which is a collaborative EP between Minute of Agony and Faded Colors. Yeah, Faded Colors feels less like a band name and more like a EP title, in my opinion. But that's just my thing, I guess. Maybe it's just my idea of naming conventions. I mean, Minute of Agony isn't like the Cyrillic alphabet, so I don't know how to spin that. But the following will be No Blessing in Damnation from the album Sounds of Agony, but Sounds with a Z at the end, of with a V instead of an F, and then Agony is spelled normally, which is interesting. And then lastly will be the song No Dancing Because the World is Ending with Ellipses. And that is going to be the title that is just Faded Colors track. That is not the one that Minute of Agony is not on that track. So I'll be playing those three. That'll be approximately 11-ish minutes, probably maybe more. And I'll be back after that to introduce decreasingly less common artists. And by decreasingly less common, I mean, I don't think I've played any of them on this show before. So hope you enjoy these first three tracks.
Oh,
almost got a little bit of a bit into that next song. So just finished playing was No Dancing Because the World is Ending by Faded Colors. And before that, both songs by Faded Colors, but also in collaboration with Minute of Agony. And those two songs will be No Blessing and Damnation. And before that, the first song to start off this show was Sex, Violence, Obscuration. Now, those were the songs that I had been planning for the 38th broadcast for about 2 weeks now. And now it's going into stuff that is a little bit here and there. This next song coming up is one that I've thought of previously. I think I put it into the playlist of songs to put on the show for whenever I don't have anything specifically that I want to play yet. And that is going to be Life Loving by Angel of Suicide. Now, I'm surprised I have not played a song from this project because they look super cool. I believe they're from Japan, if I remember right. I need to double check that, but I believe they are. And they are just, I don't know, I like their imagery, interestingly enough. And I'm surprised, like I said, I'm surprised I haven't played anything. Like, I could have sworn that I have. That is France. Who is from Japan? I keep saying, hey, I think this project is from Japan. None of them are from, there's like one of them that is, and they all have like a album cover that I'm thinking of, and it's not, but I keep finding the wrong one. One of them I will find is from Japan. Again, me having to break the train of thought, because I go on to Discovered On, and the playlist is always like, sometimes it's like funny, sometimes it's minimalist, which makes it kind of funny, and then there's ones just like romantic black metal, and then it's like a meme is on the front of the playlist, but yeah, all of this to be said is that I have been wanting to play a song by them for a while now, and now I can. But it'll be from a project they released somewhat recently, their latest album at least. It was released in April 11th, which 2 weeks ago was like about 2 weeks old. So now I can play a song that I liked from... Well, I don't think I've actually listened to the album in full. I just knew that I've been wanting to play something from these guys before, or this guy. I don't know. A lot of projects are one man. But I wanted to play a song from this project before, so I put it on here. And I like skimmed it at least to know it is very good. So I'll be playing that. And that is like the last project that I've known of the day, like before today. Because the following songs in this little snippet will be... Okay, Lubere in Stare di Hibernare, which I can Google Translate, hopefully. Now, this is from the project Satanism, but the second S is a Z. A lot of Zs in this episode, actually. Now... I mean, a lot of Z's as in Sound of Agony was also had a Z at the end instead of S. Very, very interesting. Now, I'll be playing that, and following that will be... Sorry, I'm just going to copy and paste this. Control-C, Google Translate, do your job. I was busy in the last, like, 15 minutes while the first three songs were playing, so don't judge me. And I was also busy because I forgot I was doing this for a while. Direct translation, here you go. Love and Hibernation in Romanian, apparently. I think I remember seeing someone from Romania in this playlist. Then the next song will be Invocation of Erzabet from the album Elegy of Nightside Despondency from the project Black Circle Sorcery, which I was not expecting to be a DSBM project. It sounded more like a traditional like second wave black metal project. So I'll be playing... Actually, usually I do three sequences, so I might as well play the rest of these. God, that's a lot. Nah, never mind. I'm overacting my own overaction. So I'll be playing those three. Life Loving by Angel of Suicide, Lubire in Stare di Hibernare. I mean, how do you say that? Oh, yeah, the PC isn't, the sound isn't on. Sigh. And then Invocation of Urzabet by Black Circle Sorcery. And after those three, it's a pretty short piece. It'll be about like another 12 minutes. I'll be introducing the last 2 to 3 songs because the last one's 16 minutes long and the others are 4, so I don't know. Who knows? I can't tell the future. Neither can you. You might, hopefully, will really like these next songs. So I'm going to introduce you to them, hopefully to change your future in the past. Question mark? Yes.
Take care of success. We'll make sense.
You just heard a little bit of a snippet of the next song, but the songs that were played before that, aka the ones that were supposed to be in that segment, were, in reverse order, Invocation of Urzabet by Black Circle Sorcery, Lubere in Stare di Hibernare from Satanism, but the second S is a Z, and then Life Loving by Angel of Suicide. From their somewhat new album, Cover Beauty with Shame, that was released about a month ago. But at the time, it was a little bit more new. When at the time I was planning on putting it on the show, it was a little bit more new. Okay. Yeah, I don't know why I feel odd. Now, I don't know, it might be because I'm stopping for a very small segment. The next two songs will be 8 minutes, will be 8 minutes together. But I want to stop and I want to do something before the last song, which will be 16 minutes. So now, I'll be playing Warm Memories and Ma'am, Your Son is Dead by the artist Succubus, but it's spelled with two K's instead of C's, and the Y, and a Y replaces the U. So, yes, that's S-U-K-K-U-B-Y-S for Succubus, from the album Ma'am, Your Son is Dead. And yep, the songs will be War Memories and Ma'am, Your Son is Dead. That's like the third time I've said that. Now, I'll be playing these, be back in 8 minutes, and then I'll be introducing the last song. Hope you enjoy.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back. That just was Ma'am, Your Son is Dead and Warm Memories by the artist Succubus. But remember, the C's are replaced with K and the U at the end is replaced with a Y. Now, about 2 minutes ago, there was a small hiccup on my side when I accidentally started the playlist again, but I quickly rectified it. And it got me to replay the second, like the snippet of the song that I really liked about halfway through, a little bit farther than halfway. And it was really beautiful. I'm glad I got to hear that again. But now I'm going to, and I'm glad that I put a separate little section for 8 minutes to that artist because they're very good. And I really love their stuff. Now, to do the last song of this episode will be, I believe it's a re-upload because it's a little bit hard to tell. I mean, the thing is, the artist is a guy named Nirgat Traurig, which I don't know if it's a stage name or not, but that is the artist behind a couple of other bands, including one I previously played, as in named Sacramoon. Now, this track is named Sacramoon, No Words for Tomorrow, but the artist is not, I don't know, and like the album cover is Sacramoon, and so is like the artist's album. Like let me check right now if Sacramoon is like still up, because I have not seen it. It doesn't look like it. However, I don't know, but I do know is that this guy is behind some of Sacramoon's songs, a couple of other projects as well, and that this is not on Sacramoon's account. So I don't know what's happening there, but I do know that this is the guy behind Sacramoon and a couple other things, and that this is probably, like, they definitely worked on this song, even if it is for Sacramoon, because he's part of Sacramoon. Now, I'll be playing it. It's from the album Sacramoon-Lost in a Endless Delighted Illusion, and the song is No Words for the Tomorrow. So I'll be playing that. It's like 16 minutes, so we won't be getting to all of it, but it's a good ending piece. Now, I hope you enjoy. I don't know if I'll be able to do this next week, but I will be doing it, of course, next semester. So hope you enjoy. And if I don't see you next week, hope I see you in a couple months. Enjoy. Oh, and follow the account for this show, Instagram_mosh, not Instagram, Mortuary_moshpit on Instagram. There, selfless plug.